This week, we've been getting a better understanding of the situation in Iraq by speaking with Americans who've recently returned. Today, we talk with Horacio Urreta. He's a political officer with the State Department assigned to a provincial reconstruction team. That's a mixed civilian and military unit that works with the local Iraqi population. Last fall, Urreta arrived in El Anbar province, an area hailed as a success story in today's progress report on Iraq. Urreta arrived back in the U.S. last week, and I asked him about the changes he saw during his posting in Iraq.
When I first arrived there, it was effectively a hot spot and extremely depressing. Al-Qaeda was very, very strong. The local populace really was in despair and in dismay. There was no economic development. The Iraqi provincial government, what little there was present in the province itself, was under siege and scattered. Now, basically 9-10 months after I've arrived, the situation has improved greatly in Anbar province. When I first got there, we'd get out of the Humvee and we'd literally would sprint to the building that we were going in. And whenever we moved to another building, we'd sprint to the other one, basically because of sniper fire. The last time that I actually walked through Ramadi, which was in April, because I've subsequently moved to Fallujah, walked around the city with no problem at all, open air market, Iraqis everywhere smiling, friendly with us, economic development, streets were clean, and we were not worried about getting shot at or having to take cover.
So you must have had quite a bit of security.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's always a security, but last year, no matter how much security, you would still be liable for IEDs on the way, for sniper fire. Things have drastically improved in Anbar with basically Al-Qaeda practically expelled.
Now, when you mention Al-Qaeda, you're talking about Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, is that correct?
Al-Qaeda in Iraq, as we call it, AQI.
And what accounts for that? You say that they were basically run out of the region.
The biggest catalyst that occurred, which happened in the fall of last year, were the Anbaris themselves, the Sunni Iraqis of Anbar province. They basically got fed up with AQI, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They saw that all Al-Qaeda was offering was effectively death and destruction for them. And I can understand from the Anbaris, they were saying, okay, we're not particularly thrilled with the U.S. presence per se, but what do the Americans offer? They're offering us clean water, schools, and stability. What is Al-Qaeda offering us? Effectively, nothing except extreme Wahhabism and a murderous intimidation regime that is going to lead only to further despair and no economic development.
Mr. Urreta, the image that you painted for us of darting in and out of buildings, trying to avoid the gunfire there, is quite vivid. I'm wondering, beyond the diplomatic corps, what life is like for average Iraqis who lived in this region?
When I first got there, food was always one way or the other available. Food shipments could always come through. So there was never a shortage of food, but there was never any jobs. Clean water was very, very difficult to acquire. And most of the time, there was never any electricity except for individuals that had their personal generators. That was in September. Now, the situation, yes, there's still problems with electricity. There's problems with water. And jobs is a big issue. The point being, whenever we'd meet with Iraqis last year, with officials, the issue would always be security, security, security. Now, as the Iraqis meet amongst themselves and the Americans, we just kind of sit in the sidelines, they never talk about security. And in and of itself, that is very telling. That is now no longer an issue for them. They are now able to focus on that next step.
Now that you're back, I imagine that everyone is asking you about your experience in Iraq and also your views, your friends, your family, people that you work with in government. What do you tell them when they ask you about the future of Iraq?
Basically, I recognize that success in Iraq is success for the United States. I realize there's all sorts of feelings on how the war and the post-war occupation could have been conducted, and I won't get into that, nor am I expert even to comment on it. But I do realize that it is extremely important for the United States to succeed in Iraq, not just for the Iraqis, not just for the U.S., but effectively for the region and in the world.
Mr. Urreta, thank you very much for speaking with us.
And thank you. It was a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tomorrow on the program, we speak with Ron Michael Pellant. He's a chief warrant officer with the 34th Infantry Division. You can hear the other interviews in this series at npr.org.